Themes: The Truth of Beauty. In his sonnet 130, Shakespeare sees beauty as an effect of subjective perception. Thus, beauty for Shakespeare is a question of rarity. Among the simulacra of the ideal, the non-ideal beauty stands out. We see Shakespeare's critique of Platonic beauty at work also in Romeo and Juliet, where the apotheosis of ideal beauty is Romeo's vision of Juliet as a beautiful death mask, a vision which proves more compelling than his love for the living, breathing Juliet. In Keats' Ode on a Grecian Urn and La Belle Dame sans Merci, the connection between the beauty of art and death is made more explicit. Keats shows the way man's fascination for art lures him away from his own life towards an eternity he cannot attain, an eternity which, lacking life and providing a real sustenance, is arid, sterile and monotonous like the urn's cold pastoral. Art, in its eternity, is indifferent to the fate of those who create and believe in it. It is the Belle Dame sans Merci who lulls the wandering knight to sleep, entrapping him forever in a dream of her, despite the warnings of her other victims, the death-pale warriors he meets in his dreams. Art weaves its own truth, but it is a truth which is at the same time, paradoxically, a form of deception. Its beautiful facade is simply a mask which covers the void. And whilst the picture of Dorian Gray, the void of beauty, its blank fascination, also has an amoral dimension. Beauty is that which permits everything. It presents itself as something which cannot be questioned.